Ring light.
Oh, that's it.
No, these are the pellets. You can actually closer to your head.
Like this?
Yeah, that's a bit better.
Looks good.
It's stuck.
Oh, it's leaving. One of your rival group.
Oh, sabotage.
Gonna hide from the chocolate. Well, as I said, it doesn't seem very
Yeah, mine is stuck to that.
Seems slippery.
Yes, but maybe if I set it here. Probably wrong way.
Who wants to have something?
Sorry.
What?
No.
Was that an answer?
No, that's just sorry. No. No.
Okay. Good.
Oh, break this one.
Have you changed the
I did. I was trying to. I didn't have privileges to get in to update your phone.
Yeah.
I actually meant to send the email and
yeah.
I was just continuing.
No, when you said it at the beginning, I thought, must check
yeah,
the rewrite.
Yeah, because I forget mine as well. It's just like, I have to kind of put something in there. So, yeah, that was the main thing. So, as soon as I send it, it'll be there. I was making a couple of little changes as well. So those will be able to kind of. Still working on the trying to get the topics and summary search implemented as well. So, that's sort of tonight. Getting a better feel for all these night objects. It's just seems a little chaos.
Yeah.
So I know it's like if you're gonna use this stuff later on and you're likely need to spend time to invest and learn all about them, but it's like it's the minimum I can get. Unless I wanna do something with this in the future.
There is a file in the directory called Dysfor.
I saw that and I'm just trying to remember if I did create it.
Because
I was trying some stuff a couple weeks ago. So that may be mine.
Doesn't have anything in it.
Oh, really?
It does. It has about three lines of XML. Yeah, that's
right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's not beginning to know. It's just
Just seems to be the occupying space, so that doesn't matter.
Give me false impressions of what's
happening. I had lots of stuff in there
Loads of stuff. All these objects.
I don't know, you live there. I have even more stuff there yesterday. I was unzipping all these kind of crazy huge things. I needed them, they were for this time. It's alright.
That was a cool one. So we probably won't have to worry
It's about 8 meters on this.
Yeah,
this is much bigger than all of our home.
How's everything else going?
Has anyone had time to play with it?
Yeah, I had play a bit. Yesterday.
Any comments?
That was good, really. Yeah, that's it. Generated a lot of exceptions in the background. That didn't cause any problems, but it just
Do we want to keep that? Like, are we keeping that how that happens? It just brings everything out in the shell as well, because it does everything. It just kind of, I guess that's its default behavior.
Might as well, yeah. I mean,
doesn't really do anything.
Yeah. The thing is that there is, as I said a while ago, there is still this one error which is a bug in NXT, that always generates these. I think when you left click or right click or something, I can't remember now. But if it wheel error, then it stops and it can't.
Oh yeah, I didn't discover any of those, yeah. I did have a list. I followed it to see if it invites, I didn't like to. I didn't play that one. Seems alright, isn't it? And the start up screen is going to be pleased for that.
Yeah.
I was more or less just playing with the things that to do directly with what I was doing, so didn't take it for a full test run yet, but you can do that.
Yeah, we did. Is there any comments you have about just like waving and, you know, some sort of minor things?
No, that's right. The only thing is startup screen's not too pretty, but that's
a lot of these jobs.
At the moment as well, the whole windows of pop-up are not pretty at all, but yeah, I would make them a bit nicer if I had more time, but no, it would look like that.
No, it's not the top priority.
You change your window manager, it might look a little bit nicer.
Yeah, I think it'd look better on Windows as well, actually, because Java uses the native Windows, doesn't it?
Actually, can we run it on Windows?
But that took me so long to do this bloody start. So I'm quite glad that it looks, you know, not that on one run and all this stuff.
Were you using like a GUI builder or just off?
No, this is just.
Well, the speed characterization is finished.
Yeah.
Oh. I haven't updated all those object files yet, because it takes ages on the CPUs. It's faster for some bizarre reason. If I log in at home and then run the code, it runs it much faster than if I did it here. I just got to sit in the lab and wait half an hour.
Can you connect to your home machine from here and then start it from there?
It really speed up.
Yeah, I started using your the speaker. I don't know if you've seen that.
That's what.
Yeah.
So that it says what speakers are in each meeting, and then you can see which topics. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. But it's good. Your sound is really cool. Good. It's got a good interface and easy to use. Nice.
The dialogue apps are all done, and they're quite amusing. But there's some of the thing actually what I wanted to talk about dialogue apps was there are some that occur all the time that are just, and I don't know how interesting they are. So the first one statement is that I've removed it because it was like everything is prefixed by statement. Every single dialogue act starts with statement,
right.
And so everybody's top dialogue act statement.
Well,
so I got rid of that, and then everybody. The next one seems to mostly be back channel. Well, I don't know what that means. Who knows? What was it? Back channel.
It's when they say, yeah.
Is that what that means? Oh, okay. Yeah, then. And then the other.
It's kind of boring. Yeah, exactly.
It's very.
Yeah. Some people don't know. There are some people who don't do that. Actually, yeah, you can see that they don't do that, and they've bottom of their list.
They're asleep, I think.
Some people have, and acknowledgement is a big one that comes up all the time. Yes, no questions.
Suggest, maybe you can suggest a few that which will be interesting to like.
Yeah. That's the thing, that's why I wanted to know whether or not we, because at the moment you can get, there's a method that will just give you the top five, or the top X, you give it a number and you give it the top whatever for each person. And then each meeting knows about all the different dialogues for each person in the meeting. And then map that occurred, and we'll give you that in top order as well, or we'll give you, or you can just search for each specific dialect that you have to search on in B's and K's rather than real words. I don't know what I think that. So I don't know what we want to display, that's why. That's what I'm asking
for. I know if we have like a choice so they can filter those out, the top most common, just say, okay, well, show all or show.
All the lot, all like 25.
But
dialogues.
I mean, do we care if
I don't know.
Well,
doesn't matter.
I think it'd be difficult if you know if in the speaking characterization window we had a heading, you know, top five dialogue acts, and then the little brackets, but they're not actually the top five, but top five minus the most common ones, which are, you know.
I think we should have the global top five. Because each speaker's got a top whatever, and so just say one of the boxes just explains, says this is my top five dialogue decks.
For the speaker. Yeah.
And then in the meeting you have, well, you could either have the most commonly occurring ones, or you can have a list of each speaker's top dialogue decks. either of those would do you, but it would start to take a lot of space.
No, I wouldn't.
Well, you could have, no, you don't need that. So, because it's a speaker window, the speaker characterization
exactly,
window comes
yeah.
up. So, you've got the global one there, and then here you can just have the top five in this meeting.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
the top five in that meeting, in global,
yeah,
top
yeah,
five this meeting,
yeah.
and then the rest is
yeah.
obvious. Isn't it?
Yeah, just do top five, both local and global, and then have another. But then we want a selection of three or four, maybe, interesting ones.
Okay.
And then.
Often the interesting ones don't occur. Things like joke don't occur very often. Well, they do sometimes, but they're not that common. One guy has top five jokes, one of his jokes in undergrad. That's right.
You follow
the answer.
Yeah. This would be for browsing ones.
So is this percentage then? If you say like joke for this speaker is percentage 20.
Yeah.
Is that the what percentage of his speech is joke or
what percentage,
what percentage
of the
dialogues
that he makes are jokes in the meeting and globally, except for
yeah.
once.
Okay.
Yeah. I think most things are coded with a dialogue act. A lot of them are coded with Z, which means not available, so I just ignore that as well.
Yeah.
It's just boring. And statement, which is boring. And also, the other thing that they have is if somebody quotes something, so if I quote a joke to you, they separate that, so they put the dialogue act, and then they put the dialogue, the colon, and they put that, so I just ignore any quoting material, because it's
yeah.
kind of
okay.
theory.
Yeah. Also, I'm not joking, anyways.
Yeah, it's somebody else's joke, so you have to be original about any material.
So that's sort of important to know, or is that?
Yeah, that's
what
that's
important.
Yeah, that's all. I'll just finish. There might be some question, but I think it's pretty much complete. So I'll do that tonight, just put it up there so you can start using it.
When I update my email, I'll just recompile the in-browser and then just get that.
You will?
Yeah. Also, uses my private spot.
Yeah.
In search. Good. Actually, do we have like naming convention for our source files?
Yeah, I was thinking that. It sort of turned out that way,
yeah.
didn't it?
Yeah, that's sort of what I was doing. Like for your stuff, do you have?
No, I just know it's called meeting and speaking.
Oh, okay.
No, I can
change
it if you want.
It doesn't matter at this point.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just curious.
Oh.
Think about future stuff, maybe.
You could put it in a package.
Yeah, that's true too. You can move on there. Yeah, doesn't matter.
Well, it doesn't seem to make any difference. I've never used dumb packages. It's just in the same direction it works, so sorry.
I have one little question that I reckon you should have a little icon on
your back. You can double click on it.
Well, no.
Oh,
okay. yeah, the top left. I know they've got an X, which is, NXT, and it's sort of a bit cheaper to do that.
Yeah, it wouldn't or a little Microsoft GIF like that.
No.
Oh.
Find something original. What do you suggest? The only thing I could think of was an M.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a big yellow M?
What have I seen that before?
You'd be sued for that.
Super sad TV browser.
Yeah.
Just probably basic, just text font and just something nice, something
yeah.
solid.
I mean, it's time, so we can't really put more than one character in there.
Anybody got any artistic talent?
And a season in Pilates in
the
Well, if you find anything, then send it to me.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'll make up something.
How do you add that to the to the Java program. This is just basic.
I'm not sure, okay.
It's really easy. You do it in one of the whatever the main window is, you do set GIF or some set picture
yeah.
or something.
Yeah, yeah, I know, yeah, I know how
so
to put it there, but
okay.
I'll have to import it somehow, I'm not quite sure.
I think you just give it a farm and
yeah.
Someone still wouldn't do the other expression down if it's
you have to remember to include that in evaluation. How could the GIF improve your browsing? Yes.
It's a distinctive experience, I guess.
Oh, yes.
You even have some sound that comes on and goes welcome to the meeting.
Can you get sound on these machines?
No.
Actually, have you ever managed, I mean, most of you know, playing sort of music on your dice machines?
No.
Right. Okay.
No, but I think if you put headphones in, it'll just play, doesn't it?
Oh, right, right. Well,
if
definitely fine too.
If the sound card is registered to your name,
mm-hmm.
which
yeah.
it usually is not,
yeah.
then you have to reboot. And sometimes
I guess that's fine, yeah. So for its feature?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm running some troubles with the image in the sound from another package. Instead of writing it from scratch, because we've all just now I haven't run it too much, but we'll see what happens
yeah.
in the next days.
And we're going to be trying to get the output from there. I don't know, still haven't found out if it's feasible to open up more than one. Well, as many NOM objects as we can reach and to be, like we were being like figured that the ranking did make sense, like to be looking through the highest ranked ones first. So if we are gonna look through only five and then just pick the top five to do the
mm-hmm.
search and things that's probably what we're looking for anyways.
Thanks for trying that.
Of course I'm gonna get one table tea from
you. Maybe I'll try.
Yeah, you try. If you can make it work, then.
Well, so. Yeah, don't be surprised because I'm bad at Java.
Yeah, I didn't expect this course to be so much about Java.
Yeah, that's right.
Feels like it's
a Java.
It's a Java course, not anything else. It's just like.
Practical Java.
In fact, it's an NXT package.
Yeah.
Cool. How do you guys find the documentation for NXT?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I have methods that don't have any explanation to them at all.
Yeah,
so
I think it's
like, right, I'll try this then and see what happens.
Yeah.
It was slightly generated by going to generate the other print this one. And they never put it to it.
Yeah. Well, it's still this research.
It's good to know what methods are there.
Yeah.
Without having to look at the source code.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Did we have a date for when we actually want the system done?
Friday?
Today, wasn't it?
I thought
we changed it to Friday.
I thought we changed it to the camp or something. Because the thing is, I mean, we can keep working on little things, you know. Oh, so I don't know, do we want to set an actual hard deadline, or
yeah,
like, when exactly were we going to start evaluation?
Well, that's the problem because Steve hasn't given us any details.
Okay. Well, I guess we can still come up with like test cases or whatever for the people and just come up with scenarios.
That's true.
That sort of thing. I mean, that's fairly straightforward.
I'm sure we can do
time.
That in our meeting.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
just together. Brainstorm. Yeah.
Yeah. The thing is, yeah, we had the deadline last Friday, but we won't be able to do any evaluation during the weekend anyway.
No.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think we could set Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that will give us the whole weekend.
Yeah, probably this one.
Oh, yeah.
I've got my genealogy presentation.
Skip back to now. But yeah, Monday. Monday. I mean, we could do it by that Monday, or
we'll probably have to talk to Steve at some point before, I guess.
Yeah. Just.
We'll probably just have our regular Tuesday meeting with him. Like, we can send him an email, but I don't know if he's around.
Yeah.
Just.
He's not around this week, is he?
I don't know.
I think that's why we didn't have the meeting. Maybe it's just the band.
Yeah.
Send him an email if we need it. Yeah, sure. Although, do we really want the answer?
Yeah.
So if we don't ask, maybe push it off.
Exactly, yeah. At the end, we'll say, you know, you never gave us any test subjects.
What, so he's supposed to give us test subjects?
Well, sort of, that's how I understand.
He said he would try.
He would make something up.
Okay.
Yeah, find some people, that's how I understood it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the thing is, you know.
Cause we're gonna make an email or whatever, and see.
Right, yeah. We're looking for volunteers.
Yeah.
Yes. I think if we don't get anything from him, then we should just do our friends, basically.
Yeah, if they have time. Hard to find people.
Well, they're gonna use,
well, they are friends,
so they should do perception projects and things like that.
Yeah, that's.
They're probably gonna take notes anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe they'll be hard out.
Yeah.
We can use each other.
Yeah, actually, some other friends of mine in different programs might be more willing. Have more of a break. So might get a range of types of people involved, like not, like hiring people,
yeah.
Like
well, they will be.
Analytics literate, too.
They'll have to be, yeah.
I think that might be good as well. Sort of wider range
so
of people.
So how many people do we try and.
I'm just thinking like 3 or 4 maybe.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Really?
Yeah.
I was thinking like 10.
No, forever. You've got to analyze the results.
Yeah,
exactly. No.
Like, I think we did an ATI course a while ago. And it's just, that's what they, there's 3 people.
Really?
Yeah. That was fine. Then you can do a massive amount of analysis on 3 people.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How do you get a range of people if you have 3?
Yeah, one computer science
student,
one
art student,
and one legal student.
Yeah, one's supposed to be a woman,
one's
a man, and one.
Physical
man.
Maybe we should just have 2.
Yeah. But yeah, if he finds them, then that's cool. If she finds the people.
Another thing. We have the presentation on like in 1.5 weeks or something, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Nearly 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's 2 weeks.
Oh, it's true. Yeah,
two
it's 2 weeks
today.
Then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we have to have done the evaluation by then?
Yeah.
I think so. I thought evaluation maybe for the report. So and that's going the 25th.
I like this.
Isn't that's what I said.
24th.
Yeah, so it's not
the. I thought you said 25th. We can ask Good Friday.
Yeah,
it's not a Good Friday on your
25th.
Oh, yeah. Easter, too.
Wow.
It's not a Good Friday.
No.
No. Well,
it wasn't originally on this.
Well, I'm sure on the website it says
survey. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that gives us 2 days to do the
report.
No,
well, you know, the question is, do we need the evaluation for the presentation?
I didn't think so necessarily. I wouldn't assume, but we should ask him.
We should definitely ask him. Because if not, then
we should try and have it done by the one who's done in the game.
Yeah, that's probably
flat otherwise.
It's a good target.
Oh.
A good
yeah, you might be right.
We should aim to be finished by Monday, this Monday coming. A week no, yeah, well basically for Tuesday. Start the evaluation.
It's just funny to have it finished by Monday, because after Monday I'm pretty much free for about a week or so.
Exactly.
It's
<That's laughs>
like, we have it.
Yeah.
It's a bit more time.
Yeah. Well, I'm not free after this Monday, but I'm free after.
Oh, the next one. Okay. Sam, yeah, I'm free after this Monday. Well. Oh,
well,
that's easy compared to me. I mean,
I'm not
even.
Because I don't
have
anything.
Oh,
I
can't
be 18.
And you must have your research for
college. Well, that's amazing.
Is that in amazing?
Mm-hmm. How's yours?
I know that it's all weird.
So,
timeline would be the 25th.
Okay.
Friday.
Maybe that was us, not him.
Yeah. I'm just That's why I'm trying
No?
to find his.
Yeah, Thursday 24th.
I'm planning on having a big party on the 24th then.
Well, now you can.
And the pictures.
Yeah.
So.
So 24th, so if
Anyone fancy writing an email?
Oh, it's actually 24th.
Just to ask whether we need to have evaluation done for the demonstration or
That, yep, and
We should have it done anyway, okay, yes. Hopefully.
But it's still important, isn't
Is that a part of the demonstration? Did they want that information?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you need to know that anyway to prepare the presentation purpose. And what was the other one? Basically, how's it going with your evaluation? Have you got people in that for us? Or what are you thinking? When?
Did he say anything about like what he expects of the final report and stuff? Like maybe
A few little things, just made some comments the last meeting, just general like how it all integrates, blah blah blah.
Do we know, did he ever say how long it was supposed to be?
No. I'd expect somewhere between 15 pages.
And how long for?
Although it's 50% of the mark, I think, is it? I think.
But we can write a lot on, I think we should write everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, we have a bit of time.
Cause this, I mean we have interim report of 7 pages. And that's, we can
7 pages?
Yeah. We could probably just expand that. I mean, cause it, I mean, a lot of it's gonna be the same thing.
Yeah, just to fine tune their detail and
Yeah, and then, I mean, write about the evaluation. Yeah, well, that's gonna be quite
Yeah, that could be, yeah, that could easily be like
So,
5 or 6 pages.
I don't think Yeah, actually it's just gonna be
Okay.
So, do you wanna write an email then?
Sure.
And when I get home today, which will be before before half past six, I will make that file legal valuable
Okay, sure. Yeah, no big rush.
Well, I will
Although just to get it out of the way, so I'm trying to remember to do that tomorrow.
Well, I will need your snippets of code, or it would be if I had them, by tomorrow evening.
Yeah.
Oh, I was gonna ask, at the moment your search window, how's it organized?
Just basic, pretty much like the interim. Do you have the interim stuff? Just sort of like Google type thing and just
But at the beginning, when you haven't searched yet, is it still divided into two and the bottom half is
Yes.
just empty?
Yeah.
Okay.
And as this come up, then you probably
And then if you, I don't know, double click on one
It doesn't do anything yet, but
Okay.
that's the other big part. I mean, how to get that communication between the two different kinds of windows.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, if we have different things in here, like transcripts versus summaries versus topics.
Yeah.
That was why I was sort of deciding to get the three panes in there instead of just the one. Yeah, so there's a couple
Well,
of those little
there's
things
the icon, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and it makes more sense.
Yeah, maybe you wanna do one left click highlights the result in whatever you've got open.
Okay. Is that how it works in the other ones? In like
Which
the other
one?
windows, like the various like
Yeah.
like window topic or
Usually one left click it's highlights it, cross highlights everything. I think. Yeah.
If you have like a particular window that you want me to mimic its behavior, then like just find it in the program and just say, okay, just have this one does it. So if it's like the topic window or whatever.
Well, it's difficult because
So
Well,
I can
you
just
can
sort
look
of
up
trace back and figure out what objects they are bringing to me.
No, that's difficult. Because the transcription window does cross highlighting in a very awkward way. because it has to find the topic first. That was
okay.
And when you right click on a topic, it pops open the list of meetings that contain that topic. And that works when you left double click on a topic, on a meeting, sorry, then it loads it.
Okay.
So you could take that for loading. So if we have that the same on this one, at least that you if you double left click then it loads.
So one left click just highlights.
Highlights, yeah. I mean, obviously highlights whatever you've clicked on here.
Oh, just the item.
But
yeah.
Also highlights.
The transcript or whatever it is.
Actually, it's difficult because. Because you only ever have one meeting open, and those results will be. Well, I suppose if you have a local search, then you could cross highlight. Because you know, if you get back several different meetings here,
right,
and you've only got one meeting open, then you can't cross out anything.
Although, yeah, this is actually different from how we print it up here. Like, if we're doing a global search, then we are going to do it like how we said before and call up all the stuff, the various meetings that found those terms, and then we'll
okay.
either you know multi-select or you know, choose to one of them. Actually, do this. I think multi-select would make the most sense.
What do you mean by
that? Well, just because there's like three of the top meetings, like I said before, language. Look at the one word language and get the highest rated ones. Actually, look for the terms when uploading on column 76.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So the results from that will you know narrow down what we're going to use for the local search. And we'll just do the local search on those ones that are chosen.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Okay.
So it will be a bit different from how that is right now. When you do the
well,
local search, at least.
In any case, if you left click on a result that is contained in the meeting that is currently open, then it should cross highlight.
Yes.
If not, it can't.
Yes.
It should be fairly simple to just get the topics and the summaries from using that text extractor in your program.
Yeah, you have to just do topics. So, yeah, you have to get the topics out instead of the symbols.
Yeah.
Can you make? Is it very difficult to make another GUI, but only for a global search?
So do we search two different?
Just take that away. The
right.
the local checkbox.
Yeah,
because
Can for the startup?
Yeah, because in the startup screen you can't have it.
Yeah, local anyways. Yeah. No, that's easy.
Yeah, would you make that? That'd be
that's
really
quite
handy. Everything else can just stay the same, you know?
Yeah.
In fact, you can just leave everything as it is and just remove the checkbox.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah.
You're gonna be able to do a global search for topics.
Yeah, if I make a
just
index.
Yeah.
Okay.
What? I didn't think
I'm
gonna bother
with
that.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, it's not first priority, maybe.
Are we bothering with our topic stuff still?
Well,
or is that sort of like our own topic segment? Like, since we can't do the labeling and all the rest, we are still doing our topic segment?
Well,
you are.
Do it enough to make it so we can do some numerical analysis or something.
But we're not going to be
released.
We won't be doing a global search on the topics for our topics since they don't have labels.
No.
They don't love the label ones.
Yeah.
They love the label twos. Okay.
Yeah.
No,
but yeah. Well, yeah, even if I happen to manage to make it decent keywords, I don't think we can spend you to also come up with this.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, no, it would be kind of straightforward.
Yeah, yeah.
You're good answer.
Yeah, well, I've chose. Yeah, that predicts that as well. I didn't want to do it. I did have a look at trying to create XML files. It's a straightforward visualizing an XML file, but it's organizing the segment data, but it just looks so complicated to get it from from a plain text file
yeah.
back into organised by who would speak to what and how I'm doing this thing. I think that's just a really like getting on the wrong. Organise it by time, not by speech. So that
Probably not. I mean, just get more done. I think that's not going to.
We can just email if we need.
Okay.
I guess.